So, like I said, a year ago, we said goodbye to Bill Kenkel. I think we played some Kinks and some Pixies, and I don't remember what else. It was a fun time. And now Bill's back, and he's going to tell a story. Bill Kenkel. Yay!
Thank you, Chris.
For the podcast, the lights just went out.
Oh, it has been a while. Yeah, about a year ago, I left the nerds to pursue my dreams, and it dovetails quite nicely with the theme of the evening, of plans going totally tits up. it was really fortuitous that I got into improv, because I've always been a creature of planning, except for tonight, where I decided to do this monologue about 15 minutes ago. Improv taught me how to, like, go with the flow, and before that, I just had everything figured out, or so I thought. In undergrad, I got really into brain science, and I got fixated on this one question of, like, oh, well, there's this awesome hormone, oxytocin, and it, like, facilitates the mother-infant bond after making uterine contractions to give birth, and, like, well, it's great, okay, it's cool. And then I read this, like, crazy paper about this guy. I was like, why are we giving this to so many people? And it's now, you know, in most hospitals, and most Americans are born with it and whatever. It affects all of us. But we don't know what it does. So we are giving this drug to people, and it's probably the biggest experiment ever run. And not to instill fear in everyone. But I was like, well, this is really what I want to do. This is really interesting. So I went down to the NIH, and I was telling them about it, and they're like, that's stupid. You're stupid. I was like, okay, great, cool, all right. But I was still, like, gung-ho about this, and I found this person who also, appropriate to the evening, works on small rodents who make homes, and we ruined them. And she was really into this idea. You know, she was like, yeah, you know, I study oxytocin, and I'm really interested in this idea. So I went and did graduate work with her, and I was like, you know, this is my plan. This is my career. I have my whole life figured out. And I did grad school. It went fine, and then I went off to Boston, and it went pretty well there. Our lab was, like, fantastic, and we set up nice little rodent homes, and we started exploring this question, and we were seeing, like, effects, and we were getting significant data, and it was really cool. But we had moved to Boston as working under this company, she'll remain nameless, and after like 6 months, they kind of just pulled the rug out from under us. And I was like, okay, so now Plan B is in effect. And it was like maybe a week or two ago, I'm moving to Madison with my lovely girlfriend Danielle. Because that's a plan that has been working out.
She's the W!
Yeah. And it's much easier to be unemployed in Madison than it is in Boston. And I was feeling, like, kind of down, like, maybe I had made this huge, like, gamble, this huge bet that, like, wasn't going to pay off, and, like, all of my plans were suddenly in question. And, I had wrecked all of those nice little rodents' homes for nothing. You know, and maybe, you know, maybe the data wasn't, maybe it wasn't good, and maybe the NIH was right, and I should feel dumb. And I had just packed the last of our stuff, and I was heading off in the unknown to sort of, like, go off to Madison and try and find a lab where I could, like, endear myself to, like, hey, I have fancy letters under my name, like, the American Dream told me that I should be okay now, can I come work for you, please? And I was feeling very trepidatious about all of this, and then I got an email from my advisor who's saying, you know, look at this paper. And they had done this study in North Carolina, and they showed, you know, with a fucking sample size. You guys aren't going to appreciate this, but I love sample sizes. A sample size of 600,000 motherfucking people. And they found, like, oh, yeah, maybe we should be a little more careful about giving drugs out that we don't understand because it's linked to autism. And I was like, aha! I have been saying this for fucking years. This has been my, like, quest that I have championed, and people look at me like I'm crazy. And I might not be right, but it's still, like, yeah, don't change your lives because of this. But it was, like, just a little bit of like hope that like maybe the plan could still work out. And I'm fine.
Bill, it is an honor to have you back. Thank you for sharing. Alex, do you want to do the introduction duties tonight?
Sure. Yeah.
All right.
Do you have any commentary about Bill?
Oh, yeah. So one more time, real fast. Fuck Bill Kendall for stealing my thunder tonight. No. It was like, if you guys are ever planning a surprise party or any kind of surprise anything... y'all are dum-dums. The only way to do it is to just show up when no one knows you're coming, because when Bill walked through the door, that was the craziest shit I've seen in my life. I'm so happy to have my friend here tonight. And
I'm really happy to be here, Alex.
Yeah. And also, sorry about the autism, bro.
Yeah. All right.